This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. The subject of storytelling is super trendy right now. I feel like everyone is saying, we're storytellers. We harness the power of story. We teach through story. And often they say this as if they discovered it or been the first to make use of story. I don't disagree about the power of stories. I absolutely agree. And when I was reading a book of Aesop's fables, I was reminded that although the power of storytelling is trendy right now, it's an ancient truth that has been recognized throughout the centuries. Now, Aesop's fables date from the 5th to 6th century BCE. That is old. There are various versions, and in my collection, the story Demades and the Audience recounts. Demades, a famous Greek orator, was once addressing an assembly of Athens on a subject of great importance, and in vain tried to fix the attention of his hearers. They laughed among themselves, watched the sports of the children, and in 20 other ways showed their want of concern in the subject of the discourse. Demades, after a short pause, spoke as follows. The goddess Ceres one day journeyed in company with a swallow and an eel. At this point, there was marked attention, and every ear trained now to catch the words of the orator. As English writer G.K. Chesterton observed, literature is a luxury. Fiction is a necessity. It's a truth too important to be new. We listen best when we listen to a story. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.